Om Sri Sai Ram. My most humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Revered elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all. Today is Deepavali, and in Gujarat we start celebrating from the 11th day of the Krishna Paksha of Aswa Mas till the 5th day of Shukla Paksha of Kartik month. The devotees from all over Gujarat, along with devotees from all over the world, have gathered here to celebrate Diwali and the New Year. So I wish a very happy Diwali to all, and happy New Year to my Gujarati brothers and sisters all over the world. According to our Bhagavan, the inner significance of Diwali is to lead man from darkness to light. Man is perpetually plunged in darkness. Every time he is enveloped in darkness, he should light a lamp that is ever shining within him. Carry that lamp wherever you go. It will light your path wherever you may be. I, on behalf of devotees of Gujarat, extend our sense of gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan by showering his immense grace and allowing us to celebrate Deepavali and the Gujarati New Year for the last 11 years in his immediate divine presence. Though Bhagwan is not present in this physical form, we experience him in different forms at different place and time. I would like to share an incident which took place in Ambaji near Mount Abu during the Mahasammelan, that is the annual gathering. During the inaugural function of Honorable Sri Nimish Pandya, All India Vice President of Satya Sai Seva Organization, was offering a bouquet at the Divine Lotus Feet. A young man who was in charge of my audio system, who had never seen Bhagwan in his physical form, could see Bhagwan sitting on the chair and blessing all the devotees present in the pandal, and immediately fainted for a few minutes, few seconds. When he regained his conscience, his colleague, who was witness to this incident, asked him what was the matter, to which the young man narrated the above incident. This is how Swami has been showing his immense omnipresence wherever his work is carried out sincerely. In brief, I would like to share a few activities which are done by our state. In all, we have 68 samitis in 21 districts out of 25 districts. 37 medical centers wherein different treatments are given totally free, such as cataract operation with eye lens, giving dentures, x-ray, sonography, physiotherapy, allopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy, etc., etc. We have 4 Satya Sai English medium schools. By Bhagwan's grace, 4 consecutive years of the results of 10th board had been 100%. And many passed with distinction. Our unique project is SciNet, which is a preventive measure for the healthcare. Our youth boys prepare medicated mosquito nets wherein mosquitoes do not come near and around the net, and the effect of the medication remains for the last almost 6 months, after which it has to be retreated. More than 3,500 nets have been distributed in the SSCI villages, slums and leprosy homes at free of cost. As an awareness program, since last year we have conducted 7 symposiums in different districts in our state on the topic importance of educare in our day-to-day life. 2 speakers from our organization and the chief guest is usually a leading personality or a renowned person from the city. This is basically for the professor, teachers, people, intellectual classes from corporate office who are non-devotees. We also conduct elocution competition on the topic importance of human values for college students and girls at district level as well as state level. This year we organized Bhimra Shanti, that is spiritual remarriage for the couples who have crossed 70 years and above, are still actively working for the organization. This was for 2 days. First day we had the ring ceremony and cloths for the bride and the bridegroom were given. The next day, the marriage took place, initiated with procession and the customary rituals, wherein bridegroom put a gold-plated silver Mangal Sutra around the bride. All the necessary items, including table and chairs, were gifted to the couple by the organization. In all, 32 couples participated. Blessings was showered by Swami Adhyatmanandaji, who has been a staunch devotee of Bhagwan for more than 5 decades. This was organized at Ahmedabad in an AC hall for the comfort of the senior couples. In all, 1,000 people, including relatives of the couples, devotees, were present in this function. From the last year, we have been organizing a mass upanayanam, that is a mass thread ceremony, in which this year 14 boys participated. All the necessary items and their three pairs of clothes, were given by the organization. Both consecutive year, this activity was organized in Ahmedabad. These two activities will be continued till Bhagwan's 90th birthday, that is on Tuesday 15, and incidentally, that year is the 50th anniversary of the Hastasaya Seva organization. Today we have come to offer a culture program by the youth girls, boys, Bal Vikas children, and the students of Tatsisai schools. On this Swastiswara Day, we pray to our beloved Bhagwan to shower His special grace on all of us, such that we walk on His shown path and spread His divine message with commitment and sincerity, and keep our thought, words and deeds in harmony, thus showing that we are Swami's true torch bearers, following His distant dictum, "Your life is my message." Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Mother Sai. Our state Gujarat has been very graciously blessed by Bhagwan for the past 11 years, as we have had the opportunity to celebrate Deepavali in the divine presence, far away from our homes in Gujarat, but in the abode of our ever-loving Mother Sai. In spite of the absence of His physical form, we continue to be blessed by Him. That's the reason we are here today in the loving folds of our spiritual Mother. Swami, wishing you happy Deepavali means we, the devotees of Gujarat, promise to follow the path shown by you and live up to your expectations, that is, by showing through our actions that our life is your message. With this little yet steadfast promise, we begin with a small cultural program as an offering at Thy lotus feet on this Deepavali day. Sai Sur Malhar is a classical song based on Sur Malhar Rag. Sur Malhar is one of the Malhar related ragas that use the Malhar signature phrase. Malhar is an age-old raga in Indian classical music. Malhar is associated with the torrential rains. Many great artists of the medieval period and much earlier period used to sing this raga. Tansen, Beju Bawra, Tana and Riri, and Mirabai are among the singers who are said to have been capable of bringing rains using various kinds of rag Malhar. The Sai Sur Malhar comprises of shlokas, sargams, bandish, and tarana. Just as the torrential rains quenches the thirst of the earth, it's a humble and sincere prayer by the youth girls of Gujarat to our Prema Avatar Sai to shower His profuse celestial bliss and anandam on His devotees to quench their craving for the same.
Mahal.
state has a folk dance, and it is usually related to a season or god or goddess. In the Vikram Samvat, Aso is the last month of the year, and all over India, Navaratri is celebrated. In Gujarat, the people of every street sing and dance in the praise of different goddesses. Today, the girls of the Sri Satya Sai School, Surat, Gujarat, swing with full gaiety as they perform the Garba, which describes the goddesses coming down from the heavens, beautifully adorned. The wordings of the Garba are, Aaj Gagan Thi Chandan Dholai Re. Rah, path to Sai's abode. Rah is a fictional, theoretical entertainer that envisages a light-hearted story of a never-imagined Yamlok. The lead characters, Yamraj, along with Chitragupt and Yamdut, decide for humans from Earth if they are destined hell or heaven, or if they should be granted liberation from the cycle of birth and death by the Lord. Satya, another fictional character in the drama, who receives lessons of liberation from Yamraj and Satya Sai Baba, is granted a second chance to cleanse his sins in his next birth in the company of our beloved Swami, living Swami's message to attain Sai's abode. The drama touches upon the truths and lessons of life and death. It talks in detail about karma and the ultimate goal of life, which is liberation, that is, being one with the Lord. Ra also speaks in depth about Swami's message on his emphasis on the lesson of liberations to reach the ultimate abode of Sai. The Balvikas boys, girls and the youth boys of Ahmedabad are here to perform the drama titled Rah, Path to Lord's Abode. And for we Sai devotees, it's a path to Sai's abode.
Om Saishwaraya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahi Tannas Sarva Prachodayat.
Grandma, Grandma!
Om, what is bothering you, my dear?
My teacher's son died today. Vidmahe.
Oh, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Satya Devaya
May Swami bless his soul. May he rest in
peace. Grandma, why do people die? What happens after death? Where do we go after death? Heaven or hell? Will he be happy or will he be sad? Will our Swami take care of him? Will he come back ever?
My dear, let me tell you a story. You will find answers to all your questions.
I am time, and I am immortal. I was born with the creation of the universe. I was there in the past. I am here in the present, and will be there in the future till the creation exists. I control the sun, moon, stars, planets, people, entire cosmos, and even death. Everyone wants to know ahead of time when death will occur. Everyone wants to make peace with death. However, they do not get to decide of their time of departure. Death comes without a warning. No one knows ahead of time where it will take them. How will they be treated? Will they be rewarded with heaven or be punished with hell? Let us go to Yamlok to see for ourselves.
Yaar, it's such a gloomy day. We are completely jobless today. Let's go back to Yamlok.
No, we have targets to complete. Let's wait and watch for some more time. Hey, look there. I think he's dead. Come. Check his pulse. His heartbeat. All gone?
Yes, he's dead.
Next, Asif Ansari.
Heaven.
Ya Khuda.
Nayan Kothari.
Hell.
Hey Kana, aao anyay.
Malvinder Singh.
Hell.
Oh Vaheguru, ekki ho reha hai.
Punjabi.
John Thomas.
Hell.
Oh Lord.
Rohit Mondal.
Hell.
Hey Deva, hey Kai Zala.
Yamdoots, here, take little money and ask Chitragupt to send me to heaven.
What? You are bribing us?
Satya Iyer.
Hell.
What? No way.
Done for the day. It's 6 p.m. Close the gates, Yamdoots.
Why am I here? I don't even know the reason for my death. And I'm going to hell? What have I done to go to hell?
Welcome to Yamlok. Please feel at home. So you too are going to hell? My heaven has remained empty for a long time. Anyway, how would that bother you? So what do you want from me?
Here is my death file. Check my records and send me back to earth.
That's not possible. I'm here to decide for your past karmas. I know, Satya, hell is hard to accept, but it's okay. You'll get used to it inside. You'll have all like-minded people to gossip about your sins on earth.
What the hell?
Yes, you heard it right. Hell it is.
You better let me go, or...
Yamdoots, stop him! Get him here!
Jaane nahi denge tujhe, jaane tujhe denge nahi, jaane nahi denge tujhe, jaane tujhe denge nahi.
Give me some water, some food. I am tired.
You want food? Your kith and kin back on earth have decided not to perform the holy rituals of offering food or water to you after death. They are not going to perform your pindadan. I'm sorry, but your sins are keeping you hungry. Poor soul.
What nonsense! I'm not a sinner, mind you.
You say you're not a sinner? I saw you bribe my Yamdoots. Not only have you committed sins on earth, you have started it here too. Okay, let's accept for the time being that you're not a sinner. Your name is Satya. Are you a devotee of Sri Satya Sai Baba of Puttaparthi?
No, I am not, but my parents were.
How funny. Parents think by giving God's names to their kids, they'll become one. I see you're wearing a japmala.
Oh, that's fashion on earth. You should visit earth yourself instead of sending yamdoots. You will learn some fashion.
Look at him, Mr. Earth is giving me fashion tips on japmalas. You are right. I need to visit earth once in a while. I always thought people who wear the japmalas were pious, who connected to God with their prayers and meditation. Yamdoots, you have impressed me with your month's performance. You have completed your health's target for this month. But beware of people like him who mock the use of japmala. You cannot fool my Yamdoots, Satya.
Oh, come on. Being stylish is not a sin. I have not done anything wrong to belong in hell. You owe me an explanation, Yamraj.
Okay, Satya, relax. Let me explain. Tell me, what is jail created for?
For people who do not follow rules and regulations, and for those who cause disturbance to others.
Correct. If you follow the rules and regulations given in our scriptures and Vedas, why will we ever take you to hell?
Can you please check my other records? I cannot be a sinner. How is that difficult for you to understand?
Okay, relax. Let us see what Chitragupta's record says.
Here, Yamraj, these are Satya's records.
I understand that you were born in a family which did not eat any meat or drink intoxicants, correct?
Yes, so what?
Your mother did not introduce you to eating meat. You were also taught, as you grew up, not to harm any animals. But you ate meat and drank as you wished. Who gave you the permission to kill animals and eat their flesh?
Oh, please. I was just a food lover who loved to eat meat and a social drinker. But I never killed animals. In fact, I saw you send one of my neighbors who was a drunkard to heaven.
Good. So we shall cook you and eat you too. We shall drink and abuse you as you used to do when you were intoxicated and not in your senses. Is that agreeable?
I never knew that these would be the consequences of my actions. But how could my neighbor, a drunkard, reach heaven?
He was born in a family which used to eat meat and consume intoxicants. But as he grew up, he realized his folly, and by praying to God, he corrected his ways of life. I see that you had a pretty comfortable life yourself. Your parents had taken care to attend to all your needs, but you seem to have deserted them in their old age. You recited some of the mantras taught to you as a kid, but your mind was elsewhere. You neither understood the meaning of it, nor did you recite them sincerely. In the later part of your life, you deserted your family and avoided their responsibilities. You amassed a lot of wealth through wrong means. Is this enough? Or do I continue reading the entire list to remind you of all those sins that has got you here today? Get me some water. My throat is parched.
Is there no way to redeem myself?
Yamdoots, I'm tired. Get me some live performance. Satya, did you understand the meaning of the song and dance that was just performed? It meant that people wander from the right path and find peace in all materialistic things. They run away from their responsibilities. To gain the right path, one needs to look deep into one's soul and connect to the God within. Did you find the answer to your redemption?
Yes, I did. I hope I can connect with my Lord within.
I repent for my sins.
O Satya, bearer of a holy name, your parents had tried all means and ways to stop you from making mistakes. They had always wished you accepted Satya Sai Baba as your Lord. His name alone brings me happiness. He is the Supreme Master, a Guru, Guide, Philosopher, and more than anything else, He is God. One cannot fathom His love for mankind. It is beyond words. His powers are indescribable. He is Karuna Sagar, ocean of compassion and love. He has granted liberation to a number of people because of His grace alone. He has also taken back people from this very Yamlok, resurrecting them back to life. His life is His message. He has taken an avatar only to reveal truth of life and make people realize their goals in life. He has taken upon Him world's problems, people's individual problems, and humans like you never paid heed to whatever He said. It upsets me that you all never took Him and His words seriously. If you had been under His fold, you wouldn't have gone to hell.
Oh, Lord of Death, I understand now, for I have sinned and deserve a place in hell. But can you explain how I should look into my soul and connect with Swami?
Oh, Satya, you are destined to be reborn on earth after your time in hell. You are bound by karma. You need to get into this cycle of birth and death. I cannot help you escape that cycle. Only Swami can save you from that cycle. In your next life, make sure you do the right things. Do not fall into bad company. Chant the name of Sai, serve others, do not get bound to materialistic things on earth, and lastly, remember the Lord when death nears. Sai alone can hold your hand and guide you through the right path. Sing along with me.
Sai bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi.
My dear people, take the name of our Lord, our Swami. Let us pray to Him to show us the right path, guide us, and shower us with His abundant grace. Because His grace alone will help us overcome problems in life. Sai Ram.
Witnessed that nothing comes with us except our karmas. Only our karmas decide whether we shall go to heaven or hell. That's the reason our Bhagwan asks us to follow values like Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prem, and Ahimsa, because of which we shall do good karmas and attain heaven, that is, a home in the Lord's house. Now we come to yet another folk dance, that is Rasdo. This is a type of folk dance originated from Porbandar, Gujarat, played by the men of the Mer caste. The costumes for this dance is very unique and is played with bamboo sticks. So here come the youth boys from Ahmedabad with the Rasdo, a folk dance.
Hey! Namostute. Mahaganapate. Namostute. Matanga Vadana. Namostute. Mahaganapate namostute. Adi pujita gananatha.
Sai Ram.
महेश्वरी त्रिभुवन जननी माता महेश्वरी त्रिभुवन जननी प्रेममयी सत्य साई जननी प्रेममयी सत्य साई जननी शिव मन मोहिनी पाप विनाशिनी वेद कलामयी कल्याण त्रिभुवन जननी प्रेममयी सत्य साई जननी शिव मन मोहिनी पाप विनाशिनी माता महेश्वरी त्रिभुवन जननी
आओ साई नारायण दर्शन दीजो
Thank you. रघुनंदना हे रघुनंदना रघुनंदना हे रघुनंदना प्यारे मेरे नंदना रघुनंदना रघुनंदना हे रघुनंदना राजीव लोचन रघुनंदना दशरथ तनया रघुनंदना जीवलोचन रघुनंदना दशरथ तनया रघुनंदना दशमुख मदन रघुनंदना जानकी जीवन रघुनंदना रघुनंदना हे रघुनंदना
la
భజ గోవిందం, భజ గోవిందం. భజ గోవిందం, భజ గోవిందం. గోవిందం భజ మూఢమతే, గోవిందం భజ మూఢమతే. భజ గోవిందం, భజ గోవిందం, భజ గోవిందం, గోవిందం భజ మూఢమతే, సంప్రాప్తే సన్నిహితే కాలే.
స్వామి సర్వ ప్రాణపతే, ఆశ్రిత
भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।